friend does sound troubled, my son.
The worst of it was his strange, terrible dreams.
An intelligent man studying both mathematics and occult folklore. No doubt it triggered his imagination.
It wasn't his imagination, Father. I think he made some kind of deal with the devil. He'd gained abstract mathematical knowledge beyond human comprehension. We were all astounded by it, especially our teacher, Professor Up.
So many questions, science is a vast frontier. A fear is put in line. Deep exploration of concepts we hold dear. We equate and we describe. Our calculations never end.
I've inside you can't comprehend. There's a bridge to the stars, dimensions near and far. I will go to a cosmos more.
Notions quite bizarre.
Walter, you're not making any sense.
Just hold on. Mankind's perceptions are constricted by his fears. Blindness soothes your mind.
Old speculation, but your theory thus implies flesh and blood of man survives. Such entry to another realm.
Bound creatures we be overwhelmed.
On your bridge to the stars, dimensions near and far. I'm impressed, but it's just a metaphor.
There's a bridge to the stars and places very far. It's actual and I can show you more.
Walter strode up to the blackboard, effortlessly solved numerous Riemannian equations, which seemed to demonstrate the possibility of man literally stepping from one dimension to others of infinite remoteness. Professor Upham was astonished. I was baffled at first, but soon I could see.
There's a bridge to the stars, dimensions near and far. We could walk where no man has walked before. There's a bridge to the stars, and places where.
Other students whispered about Walter and the Baldies. Even the faculty were concerned for him. The learning, he was coming unhinged.
Perhaps Gilman ought not to have studied so hard.
It wasn't only that, Father. Walter lived in the very room where Keziah herself once performed black magic.
My son, witchcraft and science are two sides of the same coin. Man has always hungered for the unknowable, the divine.
But Father, this isn't divine at all. This knowledge was, I don't know, profane, unholy.
Your friend Walter's soul was in peril, my son. Yours too, perhaps. The Lord of Darkness is always present and can take many forms.
Yes, Father. Walter heard strange, unearthly voices in the house. He said there was a creature, a horrible thing bound to the witch.
It is said witches had familiars, evil spirits in the form of animals.
Yes, that's it exactly. He saw it in his dreams.
Dreams can be a battlefield with a holy and unholy wage war for the soul.
Walter's dreams were now becoming terrifying nightmares.